federal employees have some of the highest volunteer rates of any sector. It's actually considerably higher than private sector employees. And I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, federal employees are public service-minded, and it makes sense that in their personal lives, they're also highly engaged in community service.
And also they have a steady job, and they probably aren't as worried about what might happen to them economically as other workers.
And they also have a lot of skills that are desperately needed by organizations. Lots of community organizations are facing kind of a double whammy today of reduced financial resources and increased demand for services. And federal employees are a much more highly educated workforce than many others, and they've got all kinds of skills from IT skills to strategic planning skills that are desperately needed by community organizations, along with help in tutoring, which I do myself. Or other kinds of volunteer activities.
So, Dr. Grimm, do you get the sense that because there may be a squeeze on your money, people are using their time to volunteer instead?
I think that's quite possible. And one of the things that we really talked about in the release is that there's been a spike in the last year of neighborhood engagement. And what I mean by that is that more and more individuals are taking it upon themselves to organize their neighbors to fix or improve something. It's almost as though the recession is leading to a do-it-yourself spirit from home improvement to service. And I think that part of that is that because this recession is so historical, people, you know, are very likely to know someone who's really been affected by the economy, or they've been affected themselves, and they want to do something, and the financial resources may be pinched, but they still can feel they can make a difference by going out and serving in some way.
And recently the president issued a call for people to get out and volunteer, and they do this from time to time. But I imagine your own agency management or people within your own local work center or work group probably have more influence on whether an individual volunteers or not. What can be done at the agency or bureau or office level to encourage volunteering?
Well, I mean, one thing that is often mistaken about volunteering is that people think it's about time. It's actually about creating opportunities that people want to make the time for. People who volunteer actually are very busy. They have kids. They're working. So the key to get people involved in volunteering is to make it fun, make it something where they might learn something or make it a social activity. And a valuable strategy is really to have, if you're volunteering, to use that person to get their friends volunteering with them. It's the personal ask is a much stronger push than anything else to get people to volunteer.
Right. Let's go out and run for the cure, which is something that our sister station did very recently, and everybody got involved by pledging a certain amount of money for the anchor that was running. And so, and agencies a lot of times will organize events, you know, for instance, Habitat for Humanity events, or recently at the AGA conference, Association of Government Accountants conference, they went and fixed up a local park in New Orleans so that it could be used once again by the community. They painted and brought sod in and plants and stuff like that. And I think that's a pretty good way to get people organized in a short period of time where there's a lot more people. You can get a lot more done.
That's right. And I think that also, you know, volunteering is fun. I mean, people who continue to do it on a regular basis, you're getting a lot of personal benefits from it, whether it's psychological, social. And so the key is to create volunteer opportunities that people really want to come back for and really feel that they're getting a benefit out of. And as you said, the president has put out a United We Serve campaign, which is, given the high needs out there, really challenging people to serve all through the summer. And one of the programs I just wanted to bring up is the Feds Feed Families program, which is part of the United We Serve effort, which is to collect 1 million pounds of food by federal employees by the end of August. And if people are interested in learning more about that, they can go to fedfeedsfamilies.gov.
And we're talking to Dr. Bob Grimm, Director of Research and Policy at the Corporation for National and Community Service. And if you're leading a volunteer group or organizing something, I imagine it's important to make sure that you are organized and ready for the volunteers, because there's nothing worse than if you, say, show up to plant trees and there's no shovels, or you show up to give out food, and there's no boxes to move it in, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's completely true. I mean, one of the things that we talk about is that there's a leaky bucket in volunteering. And what I mean by that is that one out of every three people who volunteer in a year right now don't do any volunteering the next year. It's not that they don't go back to the same organization they served in. They don't do anything because the experience may not have been bad. It just was a bland experience. And so one of the things we've recently launched is serve.gov. And if you go there, there's all kinds of tools and resources that what person can do if they want to self-organize a service activity. And as I was saying before, more and more people are saying, I want to take the initiative to do something in my community. I know in my office, we actually went to a school that was a few blocks away from us, and we said, we want to tutor in your kids if we can do that. They didn't have a program. We put the whole program together and started every week tutoring third graders in math. So there's this kind of initiative going on out there where it's not just the old paradigm with organizations asking you to volunteer. And that's still going to be very common and probably the main way that people volunteer. But now there's a growing trend of people taking their own initiative to serve, and you can find tools and resources on how to do a good job of that at serve.gov.